This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is the morning run. Very quickly turning into a sprint as we enter the more serious part of the morning. It's 19 minutes past 7. In about half an hour, we'll talk to Dr. Bridget Welch, Honorary Research Institute at the University of Nottingham, Asia Research Institute, on nominations for the Sabah state elections. But in the meantime, construction. With the resumption of the JB Singapore Rapid Transit and Budget 2021 just around the corner, the construction sector is very much back in focus.
Yeah, so the question is, will mega projects feature once again to pump prime the economy, especially since the government has raised the debt ceiling to 60% from 55%. Now, as a sector where share price normally reacts to news, is there still more upside, especially since the barometer, which is the KL Construction Index, has already risen by 30% since the lows in March?
So to help us deconstruct the construction sector, we've got on the line with us Loong Chee Wei, Senior Associate Director for Offin Hwang Investment Bank. Chee Wei, thanks for talking to us. Now, it's probably safe to say that Q2 results for the construction sector were probably the worst, with no activity for 2 months. But have all the companies under your coverage seen any improvements? Are there still any outstanding issues?
Yes, I believe the worst is over for the construction companies since we saw the weak results in the second quarter. Aggregate construction sector incurred a core net loss in the second quarter due to the plunge in revenue. This would be the first loss in at least 10 years based on the data I've collected. There was some slow resumption of work since May due to the requirement to test all the site workers. But I believe the work progress has actually picked up in third quarter, with the recovery in the work progress to about 70 to 80% for most of the infrastructure construction sites. But for the building construction sites, I understand there has been a slower recovery in the progress due to the disruption in terms of the material supplies. But I think in fourth quarter, this would actually pick up as well. I expect the turnaround in third quarter for the sector in terms of earnings and to see a recovery to maybe a minus 28% year-on-year in terms of earnings decline in 2020, followed by a recovery to a positive 7% growth in 2021.
Chee Wei, is the main issue here now order book replenishment? Is that the main challenge, or are we going to see actually a margin compression?
Okay, in terms of the order book replenishment is one of the main challenges faced by the construction companies. I believe there are also others. But if you see the slow rollout of the government projects and infrastructure spending this year, this is because the government was focused on helping the people as well as small businesses affected by the pandemic. So I think that's the reason why there was a slow release of construction projects. But I also see there are three more risks that the construction sector faces. Firstly, there's political uncertainties. Now we have the Sabah elections coming up, and there's also speculation that there could be an early snap poll being called in terms of general election. Secondly, there's also possibility of shortage of workers going forward as the works pick up, because there's still a ban on the entry of foreigners, especially from Indonesia and Philippines, where we take in a lot of foreign construction workers. Also, thirdly, there also could be collection risk for works done on the ongoing projects by the contractors, because if you've seen in second quarter, there has been some impairment of contracts being made by many of the contractors because of this risk. So okay. Some clients in property development and hospitality business have actually been affected, and their cash flow could see some problems, and that's why the risk of the collection in terms of contracts.
Okay, Chee Wei, so now that the rapid transit system has been announced, what other big mega projects do you see, especially since Budget 2021 is around the corner?
Okay, in terms of the Budget 2021, I believe there will be more like hospital and healthcare-related projects to improve the public healthcare could be announced, because the pandemic has actually unveiled that there is some lack of spending in some areas in this regard. Other projects in terms of large-scale infrastructure projects that could be revived are the Klang Valley MRT Line 3 and the KL Singapore High-Speed Rail. There are some uncertainties if it will be announced during the Budget 2021. I believe these projects could actually be included in the upcoming 12 Malaysia plan to be announced early next year. In terms of the Klang Valley MRT Line 3, or MRT 3, This is to ensure the continuity of the development of an integrated rail system in Klang Valley. And hence, I think there's a likelihood that it will be revived. And in terms of the high-speed rail, this is another project that will be revived mainly because of the Malaysia-Singapore government-to-government relationship, and they have come to an agreement in terms of finalizing the details for this project. But there could be changes in terms of the specifications.
And Chi Wei, who do you see as the beneficiaries of these mega projects? Which construction companies stand to benefit?
I believe the first beneficiaries would likely be the engineering consultants, because I think even if you revive all these mega projects, there's a need to redesign some of these projects to cut the cost. Also, going forward, there will be benefits to the large contractors with the expertise in railway projects. So in terms of the RTS, the high-speed rail, the MRT3, these are likely projects that would take off. So I think in terms of the potential main contractors that would benefit are MMC, Gamuda, and these are the two contractors that are involved in the MRT so far. And in terms of like YTL, which has been involved in a lot of the projects in terms of the railway side. So in terms of engineering consultants, I like HSS because HSS engineers has been designing many of the railway as well as highway projects in Malaysia. Other contractors that can probably come in as either a main contractor or subcontractor could be IJN, Sunway Construction, and WCT Holdings, because these are also companies involved in the MRT3 above ground construction. So I think in terms of the potential revival of this mega project, it would be positive for the sector in terms of news flow, but it's uncertain at this point whether it will be announced during the budget 2021.
Okay, Chi Wei, thanks for your time. That was Loong Chi Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Investment Bank. He did give quite a lot of names in there, notably MMC, Gamuda, HSS, IGMs, the Sunway Cons of this world, being at the top of the pile. And then obviously, when they win the awards, it'll just cascade down to the rest of the sector. You know, receivables and collection difficulty has been an issue with construction for a long time. Margin compression has also been an issue for the longest time. I'll be waiting to see how frictionless the flow of liquidity will be from that fiscal easing, if it happens, as reported, speculated. That'll be better this time around.
Yeah, but actually, if you really look at the construction sector and see how it moves in terms of share price performance, it's a sector which is very news flow driven. And ironically, on the day when the project is announced, you actually see the share price come down, not go up.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. I think the market kind of anticipates it, buys ahead of it. And then when it's official, okay, order book win of 2 billion, suddenly the share price will come down 5-10%. So it's a bit ironic. But I think this sector, you know, used to be a Malaysian darling. It was something that foreign fund managers used to buy a lot because we were one country where construction margins, can you believe it, were in low double digits, unheard of around this region. If you look at the Indonesian construction players or even the Japanese and even the Chinese guys who operate on large mega scale, their margins are only single digit, and we're talking low single digit.
That's right.
So I'm just wondering, in this new normal, what kind of margins are the Malaysian contractors going to have to enjoy anymore? Is it those double digits anymore, especially since our government is supposed to be under some fiscal pressure?
Well, that's the devil is in the details, right? And basically, who is going to win it, on what terms, over what period? And it's also collection times, because you might win this award. It might give you, say, 5% if you're PDP, but then it's also collection, right? How long are they going to take to pay you? 6 months? 3 months? 9 months?
I think for every business, now the key thing is to watch your cash flow.
Okay, so I think some of those projects include the East Coast Rail Link, the RTS, of course, and the high-speed rail, which I think everybody is licking their lips at. 28 minutes past 7, after this, the news, and more after that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.